And we'll start this thing, huh?
Buenos días. Happy New Year.
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of martial of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo. But he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late. Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two, three.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome and Happy New Year. 2019 here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And hold on, Jet. Thanks, buddy. Happy New Year. And I'm here in the studio. It's Tuesday afternoon. Randy Vegas here.
What's up, guys?
Jackie Sanchez.
Hello.
Yeah. You got to work on that. Yeah. You got to work on that. You got to work on her, yeah.
Hi, hello.
It's Marina. Always the same, man.
Yeah. That's your New Year's resolution, is talk a little more bolder. Yeah.
Put some bass in your voice. Say what you just a little bit.
I mean, I think I got bass. I just need...
Loud, be louder.
More.
Yeah.
It's got to come from the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you got to like, you know, you ever like do that exercise where you got to blow... What I want is coming out wrong. I'm trying to do this in a Me Too.
You gotta blow,
you know, but just like, you know,
it's
like
fine.
I sang.
New Year,
like,
no Me Toos.
No. Yeah.
New Year's, no Toos.
I don't think Me Too is part of Jackie's, you know, daily routine.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, I thought you had like 20 minutes on Me Too. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Anyway, Happy New Year, everybody, and I hope you guys had fun. One of the things we're going to talk about, if you're Facebook Live watchers, is how was your party? Did you go to a party? You know, we didn't have anything to do because I was in town this year. I promised my wife I'd be in town this year because I'd been out of town New Year's last. You know what I mean? So
you probably had an amazing time out of town the last couple of years too, huh?
Last year I was in Reno at the Laugh Factory.
Oh yeah, you had a great time, man.
Yeah. So that was, you know, that was a nice weekend.
I don't know. Is there anything better than performing at a sold out club and having an amazing time on like?
I don't think so. I think there's nothing better. Now listen. It's one thing when you start doing comedy, you're happy to be working anytime.
Yeah, yeah.
So then
when
you could say, like you said, then it's just to be able to be doing comedy and ringing in the new year. You know,
you're doing what you love and you're having a great time. And
well, how could it be
any amazing feeling?
You know, unless you're doing it at some fucking older 55 community.
Yeah.
That's my demographic. So
right. Yeah. It's Randy's key audience. So, you know, it's great. Like, you know, in Reno last year was with Joey Medina. And Big J Hollingsworth.
Yeah.
Fucking all week. It's like, you know, and then playing poker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got to play poker. I mean, I didn't leave. Where are you going to go walk around Reno? Everybody in Reno. I noticed one thing when I was in Reno, by the way. And if you're ever there, take a mental note and let me know if it's true to you. But it seems like over 85 to 90% of the populace that are in Reno have a limp. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got a fucking limp. Like, you know.
Like, hold on.
What's up, Joey Medina? Just talking about you, man.
What kind of limp, though? We're talking about, like I got a messed up leg or like a pimp walk limp?
No, there's a degree. There's different. That's a thing.
Like, where my bitches? He's looking for them.
There's different limps. You know, there's like the fucking hopeless limp where you're walking around like you're about to fall down limp.
Yeah, you're about to die.
Yeah, like, this guy, well, I'm waiting for this guy to fall down. And then you got the optimistic limp where the guy's a little fucked up, but he's still like, fuck you, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Right?
What about the I got my shit together, I'm thug life in it, and they got the little bop limp. Like,
where it's a limp where you don't even know if it's an impediment. You just leap limping to kind of go with the mental pace.
Yeah, yep.
The voices in the head.
Yep.
You know, most people, I think that, you ever do that? Like, have you ever been walking and all of a sudden start thinking about how you're walking and start fucking up walking?
I don't think about how I walk because people always tell me how I walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I waddle like crazy when I walk. It's just natural. Like, it's not even a waddle. I'm just a big guy, so I just kind of like sway right to left. And people are like, yo, you walk like a penguin. I'm like, yeah, go fuck yourself. I know.
Yeah,
you don't have to tell me every time.
Yeah, this guy goes walking into Macy's and the China department's like, hey, no, get out of here.
Yeah, you're going to break the China wear.
The China,
you
know? Fucking, because too much stuff.
Yeah, no, it's bad when your shoulders keep bumping each side of the clothing rack when you're walking through an aisle.
You know, that's like when I go through the metal detector at the airport.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to touch the sides.
Can't have no choice.
Yeah, I'm like, no can choice. I go in sideways?
Like, walk through, I'm like... You seriously see my shoulders already outside the thing.
Can I crab walk in here?
Yeah. At this point, when they see me in the airport now, they're like, just come. We're going to metal detect you. And it's just the whole thing. Yeah. Just
I go walking in like a gay guy from the 50s.
Yeah.
I come walking in with my, hey, everybody, I'm here.
Yes. Search
I
me.
Just walk right in.
Yeah.
You look at how tiny you are.
What about the pimp limp, my buddy Daniel says. Happy Happy New Year, Peter Kramer, one of our longest listeners and watchers.
Yeah, man. What a pimp limp out.
Yeah.
Where my bitches? You got my money, bitch?
You know, but yeah, man. It's just one of those things, you know. So if you're ever in Reno, let me know if that's...
Check that out, because that's a good observation.
Thanks, man. I'm pretty observational. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like I know when to turn on some music.
Yeah,
observational.
Man.
I don't know. So I was at a... So I got to... So we weren't... I had no plans.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of my friends, they said, we have the kids or something. We're not doing anything, which basically means they're doing something, but they don't want
to share with you
the
yeah.
comic. Mm. You know, the fucking guy. I mean, he's going to come and tell jokes. No, I'm not, man.
Yeah.
Unless I'm working.
Have you noticed that? Like, whenever you hang out, we used to hang out with a certain group of friends, you do comedy a lot now, and they're like, no, it's okay. Like, we're not really doing... Like, they kind of like, they're afraid that you're going to just make up jokes about what the hell's going on with them.
Or, like, put them in your act.
Yeah, like, why?
Don't put that in your act. I
hate
that.
Yeah. Like, why? Like, you're not that important for me to put you in my act.
Now, why would I do that?
Yeah, unless you, like, ate shit and destroyed, like, something in the house. And it's funny, then maybe, but...
You know, you know, people always ask my wife, would you mind, Eddie? Fucking jokes about you. Yeah, my wife's like, listen, he dies, I get $1 million.
For real. She's you know? Set. That's her payment right there.
Yeah. How much MSG you putting in my fucking food? You know? But, you know, so I didn't know what to do. We were thinking about last minute. I was going to put something on Facebook. I was going to maybe send an invitation to like 50 people. Say, hey, man, I don't know if you're doing anything tonight, but if you're not, come on over, bring a bottle. Yeah. I'll get the barbecue. We'll stick, you know, I'll sit by the pool.
Yeah.
Right?
You got a gorgeous backyard.
Yeah, man. So, But then, you know, the planning didn't go all through, and I'm tired, man. I don't know what it is. Since I came back from L.A., I'm like a wet noodle. You know, I'm just like this, like even New Year's last night, I fell asleep. They woke me up 15 minutes before the fucking ball dropped.
They gave you a cup of coffee? Come on, you needed to get through. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, look at something. It's New Year's, and I'm like, oh, I had a pair of fucking jeans on, and I had a nice button shirt. Which I hate wearing, but that's one thing about doing comedy. I can't stand wearing a button shirt anymore. I know it has a lot to do with my fat belly than it does me doing comedy, but I just don't like wearing a button shirt anymore.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
I can wear a collar shirt, but not a button up all the way down. I can't do that. That drives me up a fucking wall.
Well, look at it. You know, you don't mind a button shirt there, Jackie.
No.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. So I'm, all right. So we have, as at my family's house, great food. You know, that was a problem. I got there early. I haven't seen my wife, so I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to come over, be there at 4 o'clock. So at 4 o'clock, I'm sitting there drinking wine, and so that's why by 11 o'clock, I'm ready.
You were gone.
So, but I'm with family, you know what I mean? Hey, it's great. What else am I going to do? What's up, Kel Thompson and the Great Adventure? I got to remember the name of that. And Happy New Year. And any rate, so that's what I did. You know, I mean, listen, I wasn't doing comedy in Reno. What did you do, man?
I threw a little get together at my house. My first time, like, owning a home, doing anything there, so it was pretty cool. Yeah, I had a couple friends come over, invited, you know, some friends over to hang out. It was fun. We stayed up until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, just wilding out. Everybody left.
Yeah.
Me and my brother did our thing afterwards, just hung out. But it was fun, man. Got a lot of, it wasn't one of those parties where, like, you know, invite people over, they get shit faced drunk.
Right.
And they're falling all over the place, and it's like, you can't drive, and they're fighting. Like, it's not one of those. Everybody was, like, mellowed out, just, simple drinking, nothing crazy. Ball dropped. Everybody, hey, Happy New Year's. Kept partying a little bit, and then everybody little by little just started trickling out. It was good.
Yeah, everybody knew that. They knew they got the light.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's what that you do at a fucking great party. You know, you start giving people the light. Hey, man, or you know, it's like a dance contest.
Yeah,
when you have like a really good party going, and somebody's getting out of line, it's when you come up and tap them on the shoulder. Like, hey, step off the dance floor. It's time to go.
The thing of me and my brother is like we don't invite people we know that are going to be out of control. Because we like to have a controlled atmosphere, so everybody's having fun on an even keel.
Yeah, I get that, buddy. But sometimes somebody fucking slips up.
Oh no, that's the thing. I get if somebody slips up and like goes wild. That's fine. But everybody has that one or two friends where you know it doesn't matter what the situation is.
Well, that's
why going to be fucking.
That's why you tell people to come to your party. You can't just bring somebody with you.
No. Those are the people you like, kind of like
RSVP only, bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you ain't get a personal car, text me saying, "Hey, you can come." Don't show up.
You know, I don't know. I haven't been to a party like that in a long time.
Especially New Year's. Dude. Yeah, dude.
My good buddy Mike just had parties like that out in Parkland. Nice home and everything with a bartender and everything. Yeah. And that was great because it was right down the street. Just drive home.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal. It's funny because my buddy is a DUI attorney. So the one time I did do jokes, I go, "This is a whole scam. Mike gets you out here to fucking... have a New Year's Eve party.
You know, and I can defend you if you get a ticket, right?
Yeah, the fucking Parkland cops waiting for everybody to leave.
Yeah. Where'd you leave? Mike's house? Oh, yep, call him. You'll need him.
We've all become clients after the party. Yeah, that's why my base every year at the party keeps getting bigger and bigger. So you had a, like, listen, in all defense, all right, so we're talking about good parties or bad parties for New Year's Eve. Yeah, Joey Medina was on here earlier, if he's still there. Joey Medina sends me a photo, or has a photo on posts a photo of him at a party at Russell Peters' house. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, great. That's nice.
Meanwhile, I'm over here in my little POS home enjoying life. It's like, all right.
Look at you. Yeah, and I'm sitting there falling asleep, watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Or actually, I'll be honest with you. I was watching that horrible fucking NBC with John Legend's wife. What's her name?
I don't know her name.
Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, God.
She's so annoying.
She is not TV ready. And here's the thing. That you have a big TV special, NBC, and rain fucks it up.
Yeah.
Whole time, they're holding these stupid umbrellas. What's his name? Carson Daly?
Yeah.
He was on the show. And she's like dancing away. And, you know, God bless her. I mean, I know she's a beautiful woman and everything, but she had a dress on that I thought she was pregnant again.
Oh my God.
You know, I don't want to be mean, but you know what I mean. Listen, if you're going to be dancing around being sexy,
too late.
You know, I don't go dancing around trying to look sexy.
I think she may have just had a baby.
I think so too.
So that's a pouch.
Yeah, I think she's, probably. Maybe it'll go away. I don't know. I don't like her. She's annoying. She's fat cheeks.
Tell us how you really feel, Jackie. Jeez.
Wow, she got fat cheeks, huh? How do you feel about me and Randy over here?
You're okay. You have little.
All right. Yeah, we can fill in the fat cheeks, right?
Our face.
We carry it. We're the kind of guys that people say you guys carry it well.
Yeah.
Right? Because we gain weight. We can gain 100 pounds before someone notices.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not like those skinny guys that gain 30 pounds. Like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Like skinny dudes that gain it immediately goes in their stomach and like, dude, you're getting a beer gut.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
You look like a slob. Meanwhile, we look like we're a lineman on a fucking.
Pretty much.
You know, community college football team.
What team did you play for?
Yeah. Notice how it kept me at that level. So you went to a party, you had an interesting, and here's the thing, you know, that's why I'm saying, here's the thing, when people, like, when I do get invited to parties, I always want to say, well, who else is coming?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got to gaze the room, the attendance first.
Yeah, like, sometimes you go to a party, oh, this person's here? You know, so, it's hard here, and that's why, and I'll do defense, if this wasn't a bad party, but maybe you're in a certain mood.
It wasn't my crowd.
Right,
I'm a bit young, and it was
older crowd.
It was a little older.
Yeah,
yeah, and no one. I mean, can I say weed on here?
Yeah, I think that's.
I said where my bitches at 17 times.
I don't know. Some people are sensitive about
weed.
Weed. I brought weed. I brought a lot of weed, and I got a lot of old people high. And
ooh,
it went really well. I think that was
They loved you. I mean, you're the life of the party.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Nothing better than being at a party, and all of a sudden you're sitting there drinking, and like, hey, someone gives you that look, like, hey, you wanna.
I haven't done this in forever.
Oh, yeah,
back in my days, we used to call these sticks and stems.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Back in the day, we used to buy weed from people who say, please, I want some records, but without seeds. back in the day, they had seeds. You guys don't know that.
Dougie showing off his head. Stop.
I had a fun time, though. It was a fun party. Good food, cute dog.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, man. It's hard to orchestrate. Like, when I thought about that, I'm like, I'm going to put this thing together. I'm like, all right, my luck, you know, I'm going to put this out. But then again, like you're saying, who am I going to invite? You're going to, you know, and then who's going to actually show up?
Yeah.
And then what am I going to do? Like, you got to have, like nowadays, you got to be good at a party. You got to have, like, organized shit. Game. Like Super Bowl party, you have a pool, you have also too, you know, that betting has, and shit.
But also that has to do with that too, is like a lot, if you invite a lot of people who aren't comics, the people who aren't comics that see you, they don't understand that when you're off stage, you're not performing.
Right.
So they always think you're just trying to do something. It's like, look, you knew me before I did comedy. It's the same guy you're going to see at this fucking party.
Yeah. Listen, do you want to talk about it? That's fine. But I don't want to talk, you know, I mean, it's great with somebody. So you ever get nervous when you go up there? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I shit myself for the first 2 years. Yeah. I bought a lot of underwear. You know, whatever.
Depends.
Yeah, exactly. Depends. Anyway, right. So I hope you guys had a good time at your parties.
Oh, of course, man.
And just being out there and have a good time, which means New Year's resolutions. Listen, I my New Year's resolution a few years ago was like, I'm not going to ever do New Year's resolutions again. And I think I pretty much stuck to that. I think I've never been more successful in keeping to a New Year's resolution, other than when I said never going to do them anymore.
If that's your New Year's resolution and you do that every year, then technically you are doing a New Year's
resolution. No, I don't. That's the thing. I don't even have it. It's already set. It was like 2011 or something like that.
So you just go by it.
Yeah. What am I going to do different? It's Thursday.
No, it's dumb. I tried to do it last year. I was like, I'm going to be fit and I'm going to eat better and I'm going to start working out. And then like day two, just nothing happened and I just laid in bed all day.
Yeah.
Ate Taco Bell.
Mine were like simple stuff, like nothing crazy. Like I want to get more stage time, which I accomplished that. Want to get more material and have more shit to work on. I accomplished that. And just basic stuff like to get a house. That was my main thing, to get a house and take care of Mom Dukes. Done that. That was one of the first things I did, which is cool. But like I don't have any like New Year's resolutions this year besides like continuing the grind. And then I started losing weight last year in like November. I've been dieting and stuff then. So it's not even like a,
yeah.
So I'm just following through with the rest of this year.
Well, it's always good to put. Listen, I think it was I did one. It was my before my not last birthday. Yeah, was it? Yeah, no, the one before, year before. I didn't drink.
Oh,
January, didn't drink, and then I got the old kidney stones. So I was on antibiotics. I'm like, well, I'm not drinking. This is easy. I'm going to go 90 days. Waited till my actually lost pace on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
in March. But that was it, and I felt pretty good. So, but this year, you know, I don't want to do it. I'm not. Whatever. You know, I'm sure my wife wants me to have some New Year's resolutions. Yeah, that would be an interesting story. Like, hey, listen, I'm not interested. You know, spouses should come up with the other spouses' New Year's resolutions, or like boyfriend or girlfriend. You'd find out a lot about how a person feels about you.
Yeah. I feel like New Year's resolutions are just. Honestly, I think it puts too much pressure on a person. Like, oh, I need New Year's. No, if you do like just simple, minuscule shit, like,
so
I'm not going to drink
goals,
as much, or like I'm not, you know, I'm going to try to eat better and little stuff like that. That's stuff that's accomplishable that leads to better goals. But if you do something cold turkey, where you're like,
but that's not measurable. That's not measurable. That's not a real. See, if you're going to go to like a coach or one of these, you know, what do they call them, life coaches and shit. Yeah. You know, you can't just say I want to eat better. That's not better.
No, that's
you got to come up and say, listen, here's what I got to do. I want to make sure I eat X amount of food. I'm never going to eat French fries. That's a real. I'm not going to eat French fries anymore.
No,
you know what I mean, like that's a big one for me. I think I should try to do that.
By that was, like, if you're going to eat better. Okay, so how are you going to eat better? And there you put little check marks on what you want to do. Like, I'm not going to eat bread anymore. Boom, you can check that one off. If you just say one specific thing, like I got to lose weight. How?
Right, it's too
broad.
It's just
too broad.
How much, a pound?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think
pounds.
A lot of people don't.
Listen, if I'm gonna say I gotta lose weight, I'm gonna say I gotta lose 50 pounds.
Yeah,
this year.
put something specific.
50 pounds,
on it.
Man. Yeah. If I lose 50 pounds, I gotta come up with 10, 15 more minutes of material. So I gotta have two
the
resolutions.
Sweat time on stage. And you can just sweat it out.
I used to be fat.
Right.
Well, that just turns a whole other thing. Now that you're like, if I lost 50 pounds, first of all. I wouldn't be Dougie Dangerous. I'd be Dashing Dougie again.
Dashing Dougie, yeah.
And I would change my stage name. I would have to be a little better at deflecting the ladies. You know what I mean? I'd have to be a little more. You know, I can't be swayed.
We're gonna see Dougie on stage. Where my bitch is at? Where y'all at?
Yeah.
My goal, like I want to get back to 200. And I started last year in November. I already lost 20. So, but like by May, I'm trying to get to at least like 240.
215 was my fighting weight.
Yeah.
I was 215.
Yeah. I was 200 all through high school for basketball.
So. Well, I was 200 in middle school too, but that's.
No, I was a bigger kid in middle school. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about weight. Yeah.
No, I think the most I've weighed is 111.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That was recently too.
Isn't that like a band out of California, 111?
111.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Anyway, here's the main part of the opening part of the show, our discussion amongst comics. We open the show, we talk about all the shit like New Year's. What else are you going to talk about on New Year's fucking day? Why did you talk about that? Interesting, close to home, and in two parts to me as a subject matter when I look at news. One, close to home as a comedian, Louis C.K., a comedian, being called out on something he did at Governor's Comedy Club. This past week or the weekend before?
Like a week and a half ago.
Also being close to home, the Parkland shooting and the Parkland shooting survivors and the victims of that tragedy, all within a half mile of my home here. Yeah. My daughter went to Stoneman Douglas High School.
Oh, wow.
We saw the fucking ambulances and shit flying by on Valentine's Day this past year. Again, it's a tragic situation. Now, this guy, first of all, he has a problem with the Me Too. Jerked off in front of you. You have no problem, right? You'd be okay with him jerking off in front of you, right?
That's okay.
I would be too, shit. I want to see if it matches. That's all.
Well, can I take a photo? Can I take a selfie while you're doing it?
Put it on my shoulder. I'll perch it up. Make it look
it's going to be my Facebook fucking profile photo. You know, I may blur it out just to protect the innocent.
All right.
Or you wouldn't be able, if I had that on my Facebook banner, whatever they call it, what do they call it, your page, whatever. I would do it, but I would have, you know, his face would just be his dick, and I'd be like doing a thumbs up, doing a selfie, and everybody'd be like, "Whose dick is that?" I'm like, "I can't tell you."
All right.
But it may come out in the news sometime. But Parkland shooting survivors slam Louis C.K. We saw our friends and classmates in caskets. It's a very moving. You know, there's something touching. Of course, it's a tragic situation. But as a comedian, his joke was not that these people suffered a tragedy, but why do we want to listen to what you have to say about everything else in life at this point? You know what I mean? And it's a funny joke in a sense that, you know, listen, it's a joke because that's what it is. Like, hey, I get it. You know, but I don't want to get advice from you on how to lose weight. I don't want to find out about the world. I don't want to hear your world at peace and, you know, your vision of this country is. I really, you know what I mean? I sympathize. I'm glad you can do it. But I don't really give a shit about it. You know what I mean? I'm a little, there's other people in line that I'm a little more concerned I'm going to read up on, especially when I want to edify myself in certain things. And that's nothing. And again, that's not saying shut the fuck up to these people. It's like, get them, fucking spark a movement, you know, all and that. But and this joke, as it comes out, they're using their pulpit to ruin somebody because they just don't like it. They don't fucking get the humor of something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's a fucking, it's just a weird thing. And to me, I take it as against a freedom of speech. Here's a guy that, you know, now, you know, people on social media and these people now, anybody can be able to have the ability, the power to ruin somebody.
SJWs.
Huh?
SJWs, social justice warriors.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. And look, the Parkland thing was tragic, but there's humor there. And people are just literally just taking him just because of the fact that he talked about the shooting, and they're running with it. Like, come on.
Here's my whole point. Here's my point. Listen, again, I am a self-preservationist. So that's my, forget about any religion. That's how I feel. Me, my family, and everybody around me, as friends, as that reaches out, I will do anything in my fucking power to protect those people that have been engaged in my trust and vice versa. Right? These are people, I'll do whatever I can for these folks. And so if you have it, now here's the problem. Everybody in life, nobody has a monopoly on adversity. Nobody has a monopoly on fucking tragedy. You know, I sympathize with that, but then I remember, you know, I mentioned my wife's family's Cambodian. When I hear stories about my mother-in-law is telling me stories about when the Khmer Army was fucking grabbing kids from the villages, and she had to hide my wife away from the Khmer Army. You know what I mean? I think of tragedy. I think of fucking heartache. I'm thinking, you know, so nobody has a fucking monopoly on tragedy in this globe.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't give you a fucking, to me, you know, listen, it's an incredible thing. And there's an understanding that comes with it, and a sympathy and a compassion. But at the same time, it doesn't elevate anybody to the status that's not deserving.
Yeah.
So that's where the joke lies in that fucking thing. Like, who the fuck are you, in a sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to talk about how to protect the schools, and you want to say, look, this is, I'd all be all ears. Yeah. While you were there, you were there first fucking hand. You saw the guy walking through the fucking thing. Yep. I want to know how it worked. Like, could somebody who had a handgun, could they come up from the side? You know, whatever. That's invaluable information. But listen, when it comes to where I can put my gun, go fuck yourself at this point. You know what I mean? And that's what happened here. Oh, I can't wait. I can hear the cards and letters. Oh, Dougie's an asshole. Dougie's an asshole. No, this is a tragic situation, but that does not give you a fucking badge to become sheriff of the
kids, too. It's just weird that they're doing all these big things. I don't know. I don't want anyone to hate me. I don't think it was that big of a deal. He's a dick. He makes mean jokes. That's what some people do. I thought it was funny. I laughed when I heard it. So I guess that's
the people in the crowd laughed. If you listen to the audio,
yeah, they laughed.
They
too.
Laughed. Yeah. So because I mean, coming from it's a different POV. It's just like me saying I'm fat, trying to explain to you, hey, I've gained all this weight, but let me tell you how to lose weight. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, listen, again, the point is, here's the big part, because one minute, if you're talking about gun control and you're speaking out about that, now somebody, as a comedian, goes on stage and tells a joke, and now you're attacking their freedom of speech when you're attacking them because you're basically, you are probably affecting their livelihood. You're costing them money. Yeah. You're basically, it's an assassination of character. By throwing that angle out and everybody, and then it's almost to me fascist in the sense where if somebody else doesn't follow you, they'll be judged. And this is the slippery slope. This is the weird way we're all getting weird in this world. Like you said, these social justice warriors, SJWs.
Too sensitive now about everything.
Listen, we got to come up with people that are fucking batters, like in the old days, like the gangs in New York. People come around with fucking bats. Those people that get all like that and try to fuck with people's lives by putting a word or just putting out this poison out there, this toxicity, guess what? You get a fucking lump on your head. You'll really know what tragedy is. Yeah. And I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just telling you that's what happens. These are the things that will occur. When that type of power takes existence in a society, there's an equalizing method. There's there's give and take. It's science. Every action has a reaction. Well, there's the reaction.
Yeah,
people are going to start getting fucking thumped.
It's abusive.
Just saying, man. No, but guy told jokes. Now he's
you got a point. But it makes if it's funny. If, as long as there's humor, legit, if the joke is funny.
Yeah,
and it doesn't mean any harm to the initial incident that happened. Which he didn't disrespect the movement, talk shit about the movement, right. Say it was fake. None of that shit. It was a real incident that happened, and he acknowledges that. But on that line, there's a lot of silver lining. Like, if that's what happened to you, then that's what you talk about.
Right.
You don't get to talk to us about other shit, like car insurance or some bullshit. Like, what the fuck?
Well, everyone's also just mad because they say he came back too soon from that Me Too
shit.
Right.
What do you want?
What is the appropriate amount of time
what do you want him to
honestly
just stop?
Do it?
No, that's his career.
This guy's got to make it's easy.
He's got to make a living.
It's amazing when people say that. Like, oh, yeah, just stop doing what you're doing. You know, I wake up, especially, since I spend my day in a different field.
Yeah.
And when that field is traumatized, like what we're seeing in the markets, and when you start seeing that kind of thing, it makes you wonder, well, what the fuck am I going to be doing in the next 2 years? What if this is, it's driving me crazy? What if this becomes a crazy business or something happens in the economy where you're a VCR repairman kind of concept? Right. So if you're going to say, OK, no, this guy shouldn't be on stage too soon. What the fuck else he doing? What is he going to do? Is an Uber driver? Is Louis C.K. going to be a fucking Uber driver? But here, I heard this on the Stern replay recently, but, David Spade, but he's got a great following. He's one of those guys that go, hey, I'm going to be at the Chuckle Hut and it'll sell out. And he gets the door. He makes money. Yep. He doesn't, the funny thing is, I'm sure he doesn't give a fuck. I'm sure he's writing another joke in response to what the fuck's happening.
Yeah.
I would hope.
I hope so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, if you're on that side, and again, I live here, you're my neighbor. Listen, if you fucking look at what I just say, and you say, "Oh, Doug's an asshole." No, you know what I'm going to say? I don't give a fuck what you think.
You
about
only heard
me.
The thing. Heard people like that. They only hear what they want to hear about it.
Yeah.
They don't hear the whole thing, the totality of the context of what you're talking about. They just say, "Oh, they said something about the shooting. They are wrong." No, you didn't hear the whole thing about the fact that he didn't disrespect. Say anything negative about it, anything at all. He's just saying, hey, look, if that's what you're talking to me about, cool. Anything else you're trying to give me advice on, fuck out of here. That's exactly what the joke's about.
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, good luck with that plight and gun control, and I'm all for it. Everybody has the right to feel the way they feel about that issue. But, at any rate, I feel good now. One of my New Year's resolutions is not to start shit. Well, you know, I think.
Good way to start off the segment, then, Dougie.
No, you know what?
Stirring it.
I want. If anything, this year, what I want is I want to be able to be like. Like I just like.
Wait, hold
just,
on, is
like,
that a New Year's resolution though?
No, I don't.
Not start shit.
You just said it.
I think this is what it sounds like.
Well, I might. So maybe I have. Maybe I have a day after.
Maybe it's just. Maybe it's not a New Year's resolution. Maybe it's just shit that you want to stand by. That's all. That sounds more appropriate.
A goal.
Yeah. It's not like it's not like I'm. You know, I'm abusing something to death, and I need to. So I'm all right. So I don't want to like I just said a minute ago. I'm like, if somebody thinks I'm an asshole for saying what I just said on this show. Part of me like, well, I try to explain myself. No, I don't give a fuck. If you think I'm an asshole, cool. God bless you, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? And this is what I think the world's got to stop doing. Stop worrying about what other people think.
Thank you.
Stop worrying about what they think of you, what they think about anything. You know what I mean?
That is probably the one motto I actually live by where I can give two shits about what anybody else thinks about me. As long as I'm moving forward and whatever the fuck
I'm going to be more like Randy Vega.
Doesn't stop me my too. Grind. I'm fucking going. Right? That's
I don't
it.
Give a fuck. Exactly. What the fuck does it matter?
Yeah, if it's not messing with me, my money, or my family, everything, it falls to the wayside.
Exactly. You impede, you tread on me. That's one thing, right? If you say something, hey, I'm just gonna laugh it off. Yeah, I'm not gonna be like, get all like, folk. No,
don't give a shit. What does your opinion have to do with me doing what I'm doing?
Yeah, I don't care, man. This is what this business is about.
Fuck it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You didn't raise your hand, sorry. There you go.
My bad.
Parliamentary procedure, madam.
Are you looking forward to Saturday?
Oh, this is, by the way, good, thanks. This is good.
What is Saturday? Am I a bad friend? I don't know this. What's going on?
Yeah,
all right. Saturday.
I've been on social media the last couple
of
days.
Now, on Saturday, there's a comedy contest at the Undergrounds.
Coffee House. Yeah.
Undergrounds Coffee House in Fort Lauderdale.
Shout out to
Fassel. It's a contest that... You're in?
I'm in. Yeah.
I'm in. Foz was running it, and there's a few other folks in it.
I was going to do it, and I was too late for it.
One of Dougie's friends is in it.
Huh?
One of your friends is in it.
Oh, there's that cat, that young cat out of Miami who tried to threaten me, was going to beat me up. And he's trying to get all street cred with me. And then, you know, everybody's trying to, hey, can you just do it? People ask me if I want to do a podcast with this guy. I'm like, I do podcasts. So, you know what I mean? I mean, oh, yeah, but he's, I want to just, well, I'm like, listen, after everything that opened up, I'm not a rapper dude. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, whatever, man. Listen, you know what I mean? I don't fucking have that.
Well, that has nothing to do with the rappers. It's just not about the bullshit. What happened, it's done. You just let it go and it's done with.
Yeah,
you
there's nothing like that'll bring that I could bring. Anyway, so whatever happens, I don't give a fuck. So this cat's in the contest. And Fozzle, who was at the robot on Wednesday, I went out to the robot,
which I missed that night. But
man, yeah, dude,
yeah.
I heard that crowd was lit that night. It was good.
I had one of my best sets ever at the robot.
Yeah, I heard it was a fire night.
And it was all newer shit and and it went great.
Ain't that a great feeling when you try something new for the first and the whole room is jumping?
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, you got to be careful what people think. Somebody say, well, they're being fucking assholes. they think they're so funny.
Well, I bet Louis C.K. felt like that when he was doing a bit, and then he saw the backlash.
He's like, oh, I am an asshole.
Yeah, right. He was like, I guess it's true. Huh?
Yeah, man, it was fun. It was a fun night. We had a good night, too, because there was cats that went up that... Some guy went up that dressed like a pimp. I don't remember his name. He's only done it a few times.
Somebody told me about that.
And he came up to me when he was up. I was like, hey, man. He goes, you know, dude, can you give me any advice? And I said, yeah, quit. Yeah, you know, and you stop wearing that stupid fucking outfit. Doesn't make any sense.
Bang.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you want to be honest. You know, what the hell are you doing? Notes. You know, it's like me coming out with a fucking clown outfit or something. I just told him, you need punchlines. Yeah. That was my advice. You need punchlines. You can't go up there and ramble for 15 minutes. And if you don't have a fucking punch, if you have a punchline... I mean, God, at least have some stuff, little thing in between, you know?
Yeah.
And listen, if you're doing comedy and you say you know more than four times in 5 minutes, it's not, you got to cut that shit out. Next time you had an open mic, count how many times somebody says you know. At any rate.
That or you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't need, reassuring
or
all the time. Yeah. And stop asking questions nothing gets me more pissed when somebody's on stage that keep asking questions when it's a non-responsive audience.
You know who's got a great bit about that right there? Right. Brian Coronado.
Yeah.
Brian Coronado's got a bit where he talks about that, and it is fucking hilarious every freaking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you drinking? Are you married? Are you fucking?
Who gives a fuck? Say jokes.
Nobody.
Yeah. Funny as hell.
There you go. Well, it's that time, everybody.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of it. Right, Rob? Any rate, here's a story. Now, be honest with you, this is a light day for stories. I'm just saying. You know, usually you open up the trough ever, you know, like, wow, this happened? Here's a story. Police criticized for fake Zika-infected crystal meth warning. You know, if you want to keep people from doing drugs, you just tell them, hey, there's fucking AIDS in it.
That's funny.
Police force in the U.S. has been criticized after issuing a warning about methamphetamine being infected with Zika virus. And the offering... an offering to test people's drugs in plot to catch the users.
Here's the thing. You think if they're that,
I think that's great,
unwanted and they need it that bad, you think they give a fuck if Zika's in there?
No.
Well, that's the funny part about it, right? Like, you think a guy who's on methamphetamine cares about Zika?
You know what I'm saying? It's like a homeless dude who's starving and he sees a sandwich on the floor, even though it's wrapped up and still on the floor. He's going to fucking eat the sandwich. Yeah.
The guy drops, he sees somebody drop something. He's one, two, three.
Four, I got it at four. Good.
Fuck. I wish I was more fleet of foot. Unsurprisingly, nobody took up the offer, despite the alarm the Zika virus caused when it swept across. Remember the big, how bad Zika was? Oh, my God, Zika. Fucking mosquitoes. That was the scariest thing about it. Especially you're in Florida, where you walk out your fucking door. It's like, what the fuck?
Went to Miami, I think, too. Miami was a couple hours. Like,
yeah.
Oh, they got Zika.
Remember?
They got, yeah.
There were some areas out there. They had a government... governments, academic laboratories, and pharmaceutical companies invested heavily to stop the epidemic. Yeah, that was pretty scary, man.
Yeah, no, I stayed away from Miami for a couple months, not going to lie. Just cause,
yeah, I wasn't,
like,
you know.
If I get tore up by mosquitoes and shit up here where I'm at.
Like, boy, the open mics in Miami suffered. Come on, guys, come and hang out. Well, you know, Alex Maurizio used to have the Hatter and the thing out in Wynwood.
Yeah.
It was a mic. He actually was a book show.
Yeah.
But, and I was right there in the heart of Wynwood.
That's crazy.
You know, I was going to show up like in a fucking bee outfit, like a beekeeper outfit.
That's funny. Well, shout out to him, though. He got a Bay Club?
Bay Club, yeah.
Him and
Will Lopez.
That's a dope room, too, man.
Yeah, that's a fun room.
Yeah.
by the way, we have this contest. We never fucking talked about that.
Let's talk about the contest.
All right, hold on a second.
It's juicier, yeah.
Well, listen, it's Friday night. If you're in South Florida, come out.
Is it Friday? Saturday?
Saturday night. It's a contest, and it's a cool little room, really cool little nice 40-50 seater.
Yeah,
it's all packed in there. It's real intimate, big stage, big light. I mean, you look like you're about to get run over by a train.
Yep. Yeah.
In that room as a comic, and you really can't see the audience too well.
I'm not going to lie either. That little wooden, like, it's not a wooden stage, but I just don't feel comfortable on it.
Yeah, I know. I hate creaking noises don't make me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Every time you take a step,
like a jag. He's like,
No, it's
me
very,
too.
I make sure I'm standing in, like, the middle and not in the corners. Where
you
got to
stand, you got to find the, like, the supporting
the
walls?
The support beam,
you got to go where the 2x4s are.
Yeah.
I hate, that's the worst, man. You try to. You know, I heard it one time. I had a long time. I started telling my jokes in the beginning. All of a sudden, I'm like, "See what I'm saying?" Everybody died
scary
laughing.
Ass feeling.
God,
like, you guys are one.
How blessed I am! My God, I don't worry about
you.
These
float
things.
On stage. You're so small.
Yeah, you, Jackie. See, that's you don't. You never experienced the noise of creaking wood under your feet, have you?
I don't think so.
She is so light, this girl. She doesn't. Right, she floats on the air.
Sounds like a ninja walking a sock.
That's right.
Just, didn't even hear her feet just gliding across the floor.
Yeah. Yep.
So what's up with the contest? Let's talk about it.
All right, so I don't even know how much time we get. Do you remember this?
Fassel messaged me, and I think he told me. I don't recall, though.
All right, so about 7-8 minutes, I'm thinking, something like
probably
that?
Possibly.
Eight,
yeah, and that's it. Winner takes, what, we get 100 bucks or something?
150.
150?
Oh, wow.
Damn, that's like enough for a massage.
I'm poor. I'm trying to get it.
Yeah.
Jackie's like, I can get a massage. Mm-hmm. Jackie's like, I got to pay my phone. I need gas.
I pay my car insurance.
The struggle's real.
By the way, Jay Hu says the best part of the room is the couch on the stage. It is. It's a cool part. There's a couch there.
Almost like a casting
couch.
It
makes me nervous.
And happy New Year, Joe Gonzalez. What's up, buddy? Well, that's the thing. When I was there, when I headlined it, I don't remember when. Just sometime this year, and there was a good looking dude there and a chick, and I thought they're a couple, and it turned out he's gay.
Of course.
You know. So I was telling the joke about buttercream. I'm like, you like buttercream? I said, no, you just like butt. You know, don't want no cream in that buttercream.
Yeah, right.
So we had a fun time with that guy on stage. So then we have this contest, and some of the people have messaged me like, dude, what are you doing in that contest? I shouldn't be in it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I was just in town. So when I saw the thing, I said, fuck, I'm in town. I'm not going anywhere at the beginning of January. Why not be in it?
Yeah.
They'd be like, well, dude, it's not. Now here's the problem is now I lose. I'm gonna look like a fucking asshole because here I'm a veteran comic.
Everyone thinks I rig contests, so I win. So if I win, you're okay.
Well, let's not talk about it. I'm joking.
So I don't mind if you win.
We've been in a contest together or anything like that, though. I don't think so.
Buddha?
I wasn't in that one.
The Winter Nor Summer.
No, because I worked at Dorsetal, so I used to work at Dorsetal.
Randy would have totally beat me if he was. I wouldn't have. If he was in one, obviously.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing about a contest. It'd be like, let's say between you guys or any, like you and I were similar in a sense. So it would be more. It'd probably be more.
Like just, whoever got up first and said they're a certain whatever. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean, but you. And either one of us, it's a totally different, you know what I mean? So somebody go, oh, my God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's it. So, you know, but there's some people in there. Here's the thing about this contest. It's not everybody from South Florida. There's some people from all over Florida.
Yeah. I think you two and, like, maybe two other people in there.
Blake Woodrow.
There's, like, 10 of you guys in there, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know half the other people, though.
Yeah. So come out there and I'm sure he has it on Eventbrite.
Spill the beans contest.
Go out there if you want tickets. All right, here's the story. 16-year-old Kansas student, a student on track to graduate high school and Harvard on the same month.
What the fuck?
Meanwhile, I could barely do a fucking thesis paper or term paper in three months.
Have you seen the new math that they're showing the kids in like middle school, elementary school?
The stuff I see on Facebook.
Yeah, it's crazy. This new...
It's like you write numbers down, this long math, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But they show shortcuts too, which I wish was around when I was in school.
No, it's like, what's 2 + 2? 1 + 1 and another one.
You remember this shortcut, like... 9 times tables? Remember the
number? Yeah, where you put the hands? Down. I know that.
Yeah. 9 times 5.
That's the best shortcut ever.
That was it. That got me through.
Oh, yeah.
But then memorization, but... I mean, math now, I mean, for me, from what I do for a living for 29 years, math now, I mean, fractions, percentages, you know, I mean.
Comes easy now.
Yeah. And now what's interesting about that math is the way I figure things out, percentages and fractions and blah, blah, is that, but using it in a descriptive method as opposed to, you know, I love when people put this stuff on Facebook, like, you know, see if you can solve this. And it's it's basically like a FOIL type problem.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, bracketed, divided.
PEMDAS.
Like, you'd be a genius if you could figure this out. No, dumbass. You just paid attention in high school. Yeah. You fucking, what's the big difference?
If you take Algebra 1, then you should be able to do this problem.
Yeah, like when I went to high school, I got to Algebra. Like I did Geometry. I did, actually excelled in Geometry, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But Pythagorean, all that shit.
Yeah.
But this kid, Braxton Morrell, was deemed really, really gifted from a young age. So gifted, it seems that this spring, the 16-year-old is expected not only to pick up his high school diploma, but a degree from Harvard, too.
That is insane, man.
Yeah. Wow. He's like a Doogie Howser.
God bless that kid, man.
Yeah, but this guy's never going to get laid.
You'll say nerd.
Hey, if that money's coming in,
I'm sure someone's got to tell this kid right away. Hey, don't worry about missing out on high school.
Yeah.
Trim. You know, you're gonna be getting Bill Gates trim.
Adult trim. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lose his virginity in a threesome. Yeah. In college.
he's done with college though. Right? That's a problem.
Oh, he's already done.
Yeah. He's getting high school diploma and Harvard diploma. Like it's crazy.
Well, I don't know.
Since middle school, he has been studying at the Harvard Extension School. So he had an in.
Yeah, right.
Many of his courses online, attending classes on campus during summers. He'll graduate with a BA, having a majored in government with a minor in English. Now, listen, I'll listen to this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, this kid is a young guy.
He knows his shit.
Whatever, this kid fucking talks. I'm all ears, man. Yeah. I really want to hear what this kid has to say.
Yeah, that'd be the only an adult would be like, you know, I'll never take advice from a kid. Wait, where'd you graduate? Okay, so how do I check? How do I do this? Shut the fuck up, Johnny. I'm talking. How do you do this?
It's respect your elders. Well, except for that fucking kid. He's pretty smart.
Yeah, for real. Kid fixed my 401k in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that fucking kid's amazing. Hey, you mind if I borrow him for a couple days? Take my kid. He makes good snowmen.
Right? For real.
He's really talented. He knows how to spray paint his name on the driveway.
I'm going to have this kid do my taxes.
Braxton Morrell, Or is it morale? M-O-R-A-L? Moral?
Morale.
Morale.
Moral, if you want to be Spanish with it.
Yes. Braxton's ambition does not end when earning a college degree. Blah, blah, blah. He hopes to be admitted into Harvard Law School.
Ooh.
And, yeah, dude, you're going to get set. Yeah, you know, I got accepted into Georgetown Law and NYU Law. So, I trust me, there's days I wonder how that would have went.
Yeah.
Oh, I could be. I would have been like in a big court system. You can't handle. What? So that's actually the defendant, the witness. I wouldn't be doing that. I want the truth. Yeah, I could just see myself. I've been a great trial lawyer, man. That was the goal. I was gonna be a trial lawyer.
Just yelling at people, and if they don't answer, he's just roundhouse kicking.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, stop fucking with the witnesses.
They don't call the lawyer Dougie Dangerous for nothing.
Yeah. It would have been you're right. The L.A. Law. No, this is fucking.
It'd have been a great name.
This ninja lawyer.
Yeah.
This is MMA lawyer.
Who's defending you in court? Dougie Danish? You'll be fine. Yeah. If he doesn't win you the case, at least he'll whoop someone's ass in court for you.
Yeah. Seems that the prosecution has decided to step down, trying to handle my client here. It seems we can't hire an attorney. They're all scared. I'm going to kick their ass, right. Judge. And then all of a sudden you get somebody like. You know, like fucking Hulk Hogan. I'll handle this one, dear brother. I'll beat his ass. Fucking old guy. Kick him in his knee. I'd take him on. I would fucking fight Hulk Hogan. I'd fucking fight him. People asked me, it was a few years ago, somebody asked me if I'd fight Ronda Rousey. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'd fight her. You'll think like, oh, I'm like, oh, dude, it doesn't matter, man. You know, you studied judo and shit, didn't you?
Right.
Once you have a base and you're a high level fighter.
Why don't you guys fucking fight?
Yeah. What do you want to say?
He's a boxer. He does boxing.
Bears.
I'd be worried about his
karate
hands.
And shit like that.
If I had to fight you, we're gonna do it. I would just have to take your legs out because you probably have better hands than I do. Since you box more than I do.
I let people think that.
Yeah.
I'm very limber for a big guy.
I know, but listen,
I see you go for a shoot, it's just gonna.
No, I'm not gonna shoot. Yeah. I'm gonna kick your legs
out. That's cool.
We're gonna knock.
You know what's funny is that we both have very short, stubby legs, so it'll be funny as shit watching us try to pick up our legs at a big age, just trying to kick each other.
Oh, these legs will move, man.
I'm saying the same thing, but it's funny though. People like our size of our legs and moving. People listen, are like, what is this? Crouching tiger?
Maybe we should do this. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do fight, and then we'll come out and do 2 minutes. We'll have a fucking fight, and then we'll just come out and do, you know.
Yeah, just stand up right afterwards. Yeah. Both of us got busted lips and shit. Like, can I get that towel? Thanks, bro.
So anyway, you know you're getting fat when no one asks you. Everybody asks you, want a piece of cake. There you go. So congratulations to that kid.
Yeah, for real, man. That's a blessing.
French adventurer, 71-year-old. We're going to the other end of the spectrum here. A 70-year-old French adventurer embarks on a transatlantic trip to the Caribbean in a huge orange barrel.
Huh.
Now, back years ago in the 80s, there was a guy who used to own a club called Rock Candy. His name was Steve Trotter.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Trotter was known. I met him hanging out in that club and stuff. But he was also known as he fell from the Niagara Falls.
Oh, wow.
In a barrel. And he made this support belt, like a real contained barrel, and he fell from fucking the falls, and he survived. But then a lot of people may remember this guy when he got a bunch of his fucking friends to jump off the Skyline Bridge in Tampa, all like on a bungee. It was on recently, it was on TV a few years ago.
Yeah.
Where everybody got fucked up. Somebody got the thing bungee snapped and they crashed into each other.
Eesh.
Yeah. So here's somebody. I'd say, by the way, Terry Wayne, your friend there. Ronda Rousey would literally kill you, Dougie. Terry Wayne, trust me, dude. She would not kill me. She would fucking end up being knocked out. I'd give it a minute and a half before I knocked her out.
See, look, I don't know, man, Ronda.
She's not as tough, first of all. She's proven that she came. She doesn't have that killer instinct. She's got judo skills.
Yeah.
She would, you know, listen, if she flipped me, I would take her down. I mean, like, you know what I mean? My ground skills are fucking strong as fuck. Well, I would, you know, I would choke her out.
Either way, her hand game isn't that great.
My legs, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I would just throw, until she tried to predict, but I would throw the legs. And then the fucking my fucking elbows when I don't punch, man, I elbow. I come in with legs. And I come in with elbows.
You did Muay Thai for a bit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
Muay Thai, 10 fights. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fucking thanks. Tell your boyfriend to ask me for a gig. Fucking tell me. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for backing me up there, Terry. Happy New Year, Jeff Anderson. So this guy's gonna get in a barrel. 71-year-old guy. What else is he gonna do? Jean-Jacques Savin set off from El Hierro in Spain's Canary Islands. And is hoping to finish the trip in the orange vessel, which will use ocean currents to propel itself for about 3 months.
How do you, in the orange, like a little, well, I can't picture the barrel. I'm thinking it's like a regular, like a recycling
bin. It'd have to be a big-ass barrel for us.
Barrel.
It'd have to be more like a water tank.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, like maybe they got a water tank and like put like a couch in there with a fucking TV and internet. Shit,
yeah.
Yeah, and a fucking hot tub.
I can't picture like the legit barrel though. I'm thinking it's like one of those like blue recycling barrel type things, or it's like one of the ones that like
it's probably not.
They send overseas like a little, they're stuffed in there.
It's
got to be a decent size.
It's probably got a lifeboat kind of feel to it.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Look at this fucking thing. See, it's like a bullet.
I wouldn't even call that like a barrel. I'd call that like a submarine with like a mini sub well, with no
a, I mean, engine. A submarine kind of looks like a barrel, long barrel.
Yeah. Right? We'll call it just a submarine with no engine.
Yeah. It's a floating fucking bullet. Right? It's just funny if the currents fuck up and he ends up in like China.
Oh, yeah. He gets,
you know what I mean? Gets, dude, the dog loves the podcast, by the way.
I love the dog.
Yeah.
Dog's going nuts.
He loves it. By the way, congratulations to my dog because I drove him all the way from our house to my mother-in-law's house last night. He usually gets sick in the car. Did not get sick. So even on New Year's Eve, my dog didn't get sick.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's all, look at him.
Dog, like
now we're taking that dog for walks, man. My wife and I take him for like 2 miles. We walk fucking all over the place with that dog.
You
got to
wear him out sometimes, though.
Yeah, man.
That's so much energy, especially his hyper ass.
He's so cute.
Well.
Look at him. He's just.
See, and that's not a New Year's resolution because I was doing it before New Year's.
No. Yeah, okay,
just want to make sure we're clear on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's a story. Selfie wrist is an emerging hazard for digital age. The selfie wrist. Like, people take so many fucking selfies that all of a sudden now they're getting like carpal tunnel. Like, they're having issues with their wrist because they take so many selfies.
Whatever happened to carpal tunnel from, like, beating off too much? Not selfie wrist? What the fuck?
How would that cause you? I mean, what are you doing? Strangling your dick? What happened? Is it a wrestling move for doing MMA?
There was an article a while ago that came out. Was the dude said he had caught carpal tunnel because he's
doing it wrong, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would believe that before a fucking selfie.
Yeah, but no, but
that's.
I was about to ask Jackie what it feels like. Like, but she's obviously not. Now women have a mask. Like, you know, because
but
know,
is the women getting more? Is it more women than men getting carpal tunnel in the rest of the selfies? Because I mean, it's usually. Women are like, oh my God, selfie.
I mean,
I'm
fine for the most part.
You don't take
well, in the
selfies,
photos, it says Dr. Levi Harrison, a San Francisco-based physician, is warning people about selfie wrist caused by people using their phone cameras to take a photo of themselves, according to the news.
Get a pop socket, and it's a lot easier.
Yeah?
That's.
Then you're still kind of fucking up. But then now if you ever take these videos now, they got these one little wands things that they're like but they make it motion like.
Oh, you're talking about the gimbals.
If you got to film something, those things are amazing.
I had one of those like one of the first ones that came out. Shit's amazing because we used to record much stuff with my brother and our friends doing stuff.
What happened to it?
New ones came out and then that one just came outdated and it's just.
It doesn't work as well anymore?
No. No, with time it got bad.
Really? So that's the problem with something that has that many moving parts.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not an engineer or anything, and I didn't suffer a fucking mass shooting, but let me tell you something.
A lot of moving parts in that mass shooting.
There's a lot of moving parts. Anytime there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, something can go wrong.
There's a lot of potential for service and issue.
Yeah.
Like when you have a roof. Like our roof, we have a one-story roof. There's all these pitches and fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
The more pitches and the nice in it, more fucking roof leaks. See? There have been several incidents in recent years in which doctors have diagnosed selfie wrist. The incidents included the selfie taker jumping on a trampoline. Well, you know, that's different.
What? A selfie on a trampoline?
He must have landed on his wrist like that.
Yeah.
It probably was a dumb picture.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes the trampoline photos can be pretty exciting. walking on rocks or just not paying attention. According to Statista, at least 62% of Americans have taken at least one selfie of themselves.
Well,
I think that's a low number.
I was going
to
say.
Everybody's taking a selfie of themselves. My mom, who doesn't even know how to use her phone, figured out how to use her phone and took a selfie.
No, my mom's never taken a selfie, but she has a flip phone, so she can't if she wanted.
Well, you could. You got to flip the camera backwards and hold the...
Yeah, that's a lot of work for her old ass. So.
Yeah, she would probably catch a carpal tunnel or something.
Yeah.
Taking a selfie.
Okay, and here's our last story. I guess we're going to go all the way to the age. History's oldest woman. A fraud? Russian researchers claim 122-year-old Jean Kalmint was actually a 99-year-old imposter and still driving in Florida.
Why?
No, I'm just joking.
I'm about to say it because... first off, the Russians get caught cheating again on something. And then now they're in Florida, which adds more fucking...
France's Jean Calment, widely recognized as history's oldest woman upon her death at age 122, may have actually been just a 99-year-old imposter, according to the explosive new theory, being pushed by Russian researchers, according to a paper written by mathematician Nikolai Zak, because everybody in Russia is named Nikolai,
right,
and supported by gerontologist Valery Novoselova. We all know she's a whore. The real Jean Calment died back in 1934 on the Titanic. I'm like, I don't even know if that's the right year. At the age of 59, see, don't listen to me. The woman who achieved fame as history's oldest person was actually her daughter, Yvonne, who assumed her mom's death and her Social Security check, probably.
Probably.
She dodged, and the reason she did it was to get rid of paying taxes on the inheritance. I'm her. Right? Wow. There's people that do that, by the way, across this country.
Is what I need to know.
No.
Thank God. Okay.
That was just me embellishing the story.
Okay. We had a lot of stupid shit in Florida this year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like, this happens in our country. There are people where they live with their parents,
mm-hmm.
probably open mic comics, and they spend their life with their parents, and they wait for their parents to die, and they just inherit the house.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know, the parents' Social Security check coming in every month, parent dies, like, oh, we'll eventually do something with Ma, you know, and then they fucking bury her out back.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, Social Security says, holy fuck, this lady is 130 years old. And somebody goes knocking on the door.
That's wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
I couldn't picture someone just like, that creeps me
out. This is the world we live in. That is why, my friend, I'm taking up your fucking way of doing things. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. Why would I give a shit what anybody thinks about me while they're burying their grandmother out back so they get her Social Security check?
Yep. If it doesn't fuck with my flow, my
right?
direction.
People are hypocrites, man. I had enough all this year. 2018 was an exposure, was basically exposing hypocrisy across the board, everywhere. People know I know so much. I'm so smart. Meanwhile, you know, it's like, Greenpeace, the world, the fucking thing. You go out, they eat a fucking Burger King, and they throw it in the fucking side of the street. What the fuck are you talking about, Greenpeace, you fucking asshole? Yeah. So she's a fraud, the old lady. She was just still. And then I wonder how she gloated. Oh, look how good I look. People think I'm 90.
Imagine seeing a lady like that in the club. Like, how old are you? 122? Like, bullshit.
Yeah, meanwhile, she's on your bowling team.
Yeah, right? Still throwing a 15-pound ball. Mm. That's heavy.
Yeah. Anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for joining us today on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. That's all we have time for. And I will have a special show on Thursday. Jay Risk is going to be in. There's a whole thing back, you know, with another local comic, and they had a big spout. So we'll probably talk about that. And I have a visiting guest going to be in the studio who's actually brought our show to Japan.
Oh, wow.
And New Zealand. He's a DJ, and he shared my episode with Jim Florentine was in here, and Gary from Florida.
Nice.
And he spread the word out there, and people started fucking. If you go to our Podbean, we got, I mean, it's funny. You got New Zealand, everywhere, like fucking Turkey. I don't know, wherever this guy's been, we've got like a dozen or so listeners.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
We're international.
We've been heard internationally. Wow.
We're fucking global. All right.
What's up, global people? Shit.
And if you want to follow us, join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. We're going to start broadcasting the shows from there, by the way, exclusively. And follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me at Dougie Dangerous. And see me and Jackie this Saturday night competing for $150 at the Spill the Beans Comedy Show.
It's a bare knuckle fight. Glass,
that's right.
Everything is going to be crazy.
So we'll be there this Saturday night. And by the way, next week, I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks. I'm going to be at the Wichita Loony Bin. From the 10th through the 13th or something like that. And I'm going to be at the Tulsa Loony Bin the week after.
Nice.
Go to DougieAlmeida.com for those dates. And got some stuff coming up in North Carolina as well. Jackie?
I don't know right now.
No? Okay.
I think I'm in Gigi's Cafe in a couple weeks. I'm going to Orlando for a family thing. And cool. I think I got booked for a show there.
Nice. Randy?
Well, y'all can follow me everywhere on social media at Funny Ginger Reek. And I got a couple tour dates coming up. And me and... couple of homies and the Dean Panama in here, we put a little tour together for the UN comedy tour. So feel free to follow us. We're doing January 8th in the BB's Lounge in Boynton. Start with the show, and then the 11th we're doing Tirinog in Daytona, the pub. Then after that, we're doing a backyard portion on the 25th. So, yeah, followers are putting a bunch of
there you go.
Shows together, man.
Getting out there and doing it. And like I said, we'll be back Thursday for a show around 3 o'clock on Facebook Live. Join us then. And next week, we'll be back with all new shows.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks for listening, guys. God bless. And we'll see you here next time or next Thursday at the same spot.
Peace out.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of